Jeff Fisher, he's a good coach. But right. the thing is with me is that he's gotten by off mystique for a long time. Because he only had that one trip to the Super Bowl, and he's only had seven winning seasons. So he's been a coach 21 years in the league.
Right.
The only one, and I'm just throwing the numbers out there. I'm sure I'd be either off by one or two or whatever.
But
that's what you're getting with Jeff Fisher.
I think
when it comes to offense, I think the game has passed him by.
The Rams used to look like they was allergic to a forward pass.
Right, it seemed like that. You didn't really have a playmaker on the offensive side of the field, especially at the wide receiver position when Kenny Britt's your number one option. He's not really a number one option, especially with the drops that he's been having last year and over the last few years.
Well, something is the thing that I noticed with him, he got the contract extension and
he just didn't
look like that same guy that I saw the year before. And right. The other part that was failing him was they wasn't coached up right either.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's third and six, and then your receiver's not even pushing a route past the first down marker, what the hell are you doing running around in the first place?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. As much film and as much access that they have to these tablets and software and all this, you telling me that not one time during the game, okay, the average football game, you might get 60 plays. Let's say you get 30 or 35 of those plays going to be throws. Okay,
right.
And you normally have, let's just throw some numbers out, maybe 9 to 12 third down situations.
Right.
You're going to be throwing the ball more times than you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the one thing about football is that you got to know where you're at on the football field. And none of those guys had any idea where the first down marker was.
Mm-hmm. And
that was just some of the most unbelievable stuff. But you can blame the players so much anyway for what they are. Some players just got what I call bum disease. And sometimes, when that affliction hits you, it gets contagious and guys start dropping passes, pushing their quarterbacks in the chest, missing tackles. Dropping interceptions. I mean, you got to look at the organization, too, because there's been a lot of chronic losing.
Yeah.
Chronic losing.
Yeah, especially.
It's a form of bum disease,
Yeah, it really seems like it. And we haven't seen real success from the St. Louis Rams since the days of, the greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and
you know why? Bum disease.
Tell me.
it starts eating away at your franchise.
Right.
You guys seen that before with the Redskins.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
You've seen that before.
Pretty much since the early 90s, yes. We've been suffering for a while.
You've seen some bum disease with the Bullets, the Wizards. You've seen bum disease before. I mean, it happened. It happens, but really, it just sometimes some organizations just get into a funk, and it's like they never get out of them. Like the Browns, they always seem to be in some kind of funk or find some way to implode.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm. And now, heading back to the fans aspect, do you think that they go down to a little southern to the Kansas City Chiefs in terms of supporting a fan base, supporting a franchise?
Hey, I would have to check the thermostat in downtown for that one. Okay.
Is there some kind of rivalry situation? Because whenever I hear St. Louis and Kansas City, we all know that they're both in the same state of Missouri, but it's like. That wasn't even brought up. Like, this move happened, a little over a month ago. And when I was listening, for example, on NFL Network or on ESPN, when they were speaking on, the Rams fans, who should they support now? And they were talking about supporting the Indianapolis Colts. and because they're only like a certain amount of miles away. But I'm in my head, I'm like, wait a minute, isn't Kansas City in the same state? So is there something against that?
Yes, it is. I mean, Kansas City just has this inferiority complex with St. Louis. It just kind of, you know, one of those things. You know, they, you know, St. Louis, it really stems from the Cardinals, you know, losing in 85.
Right.